This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The Oakland Police Department is getting some good news these days. Crime rates are down in all major categories, including murder, robberies, and burglaries. And the department's getting closer than ever to meeting federally mandated reforms from more than a decade ago. Add to the list the growing ranks of sworn officers. The OPD has had a hard time keeping its numbers above 600 for a couple of years. It's not easy to become a cop in Oakland. OPD receives thousands of applications, but only about 2% are selected for the police academy, and even fewer end up as new officers. The entire process is long and grueling. It takes about a year and a half to go from applicant to trained solo officer. But thanks to dedicated recruitment efforts, there are now more than 100 new cops in Oakland, with nearly 100 more in training. This brings the department to a total of 680 sworn officers, getting closer to the department's goal of 700 by next year. So what does it take to become a cop in Oakland? And who are these new officers working to deter crime? KALW's Kyungjin Lee brings us the story.
We're at the corner of 35th Avenue and Foothill Boulevard in East Oakland. Officer Tim Watermolder just pulled someone over.
The stop is for no front license plate.
So is it just a fix-it ticket? Or?
Yeah, just a fix-it ticket.
So they have to be able to do, not only answer the radio, but they have to do proactive work. They'll be able to stop cars, do all that.
That's Don Sawyer. He supervises field training for new cops like Officer Watermolder. Right now, Sawyer's driving around East Oakland to check in on how the new rookies are doing. He says it takes years for individual officers to figure out their unique style of policing. But perfecting the basics at this stage is essential.
Radio is really hard for them. Navigation, driving the car. I don't usually let my trainees drive till about the third week because they have too much going on as it is. And you want them to start to learn to do it all, and you kind of baby steps.
Some rookies weed themselves out throughout the academy and field training. Others don't pass exams required by the state. According to an article in the San Francisco Chronicle, around 20% don't make it to graduation. But the majority get to ride solo, like this officer.
My name is Officer Brenton Lowe. I am 27 years old, and I am from Castro Valley, California.
Lowe's assigned to West Oakland. He's been on the street since 2013. He says he definitely feels more comfortable doing police work now compared to when he started a year ago. But he knows he's still on a steep learning curve.
Even though I have just this tidbit of street policing experience, that's just a small grain of sand along a huge beach.
That's partly because learning how to be a good cop isn't just about being out on the street.
One second. Your Honor, could we take a quick recess?
Sure.
We're in a courtroom at the Alameda County Courthouse in downtown Oakland. About 50 police trainees sit in the jury box and gallery dressed in full uniform. They're trying a fake robbery case they've been working on since they began the police academy 5 months ago. They're practicing how to respond to detailed questions by the prosecutor, the defense lawyer, and the judge, all played by deputy district attorneys.
After you have gone over your report and you have refreshed your recollection about everything that happened, if it's possible, please visit the scene.
Deputy District Attorney Melissa Dewar explains to the trainees how to prep a case before taking the stand. She says once an officer receives a subpoena from her office, he or she needs to touch base with the prosecutor to make sure they're on the same page.
T. Smith, explain the difference between like civil court and criminal court.
Civil court may only have 6 jurors. You need 12 jurors for a criminal court.
Learning the basics of the courtroom comes after months of intensive training. Before they graduate, the trainees have to show proficiency on 42 different topics, everything from radio codes, or learning how to handle and shoot a gun, or how to give someone CPR or tie a tourniquet. That's after passing an arduous application process that takes 6 to 8 months to complete. And once they graduate, they'll undergo even more training in the field. All in all, it costs the city around $20,000 to hire and train one person.
My name is Nicholas Ramos, and I am 32 years old, and I grew up in El Sobrani, California.
Ramos is still a trainee. He comes from a family of police officers. He spent 10 years working at Best Buy before he joined the force. Ramos says he only applied to the Oakland Police Department, nowhere else, partly because of encouragement from his uncle, who also worked here.
When he heard that I wanted to do law enforcement, he's like, oh man, you got to come here. You got to be a part of the city.
Another big reason is because he wanted to be a part of a younger and more diverse class of officers in Oakland.
And I'm half Mexican and half Japanese, so, I've grown up around a whole bunch of different cultures, and that's greatly represented here in the city.
For me, it was motivating to, become an officer in Oakland and protect the people in the neighborhood that I grew up in.
Courtney Lewis, a North Oakland native, says she's all too familiar with problems in the area.
I've had family members taken from me based upon, gun violence. So for me, it was motivating to, become an officer in Oakland and protect the people in the neighborhood that I grew up in.
She majored in criminal justice in college and says she's always wanted to be a cop. But being in the Oakland Police Academy is doing more than teaching her how to do a job.
It might sound cliche, but to me, it's making me a better person. It's making me a stronger person, both mentally and physically, and it's helped me become more confident in myself.
Her classmate, Nicholas Ramos, says the rigorous training creates a deep bond.
In a very short amount of time, you're put into these very extraordinary situations with people that you've just met. And at the end of the day, like, to the point where I'm at now, I can honestly say that everybody that's in my class I can depend on.
A few weeks later, Oakland Police Chief Sean Wendt conducts firearm and uniform inspections for the 168th graduating class of the Oakland Police Academy. Trainees Ramos and Lewis, along with 45 of their peers, get their badges, then swear in as new officers.
I state your name.
I,
Sammy Vera. Solemnly swear.
They all have their new assignments. Some will start on patrol, others on crime reduction teams. But over the next 4 months, they'll rotate duties to get a taste of every aspect of police work.
This is Sergeant Hubbard.
Hey,
this is my
Sergeant
father.
Great job, you guys did.
After the ceremony, new officer Nicholas Ramos introduces his trainer to his dad, who's a retired cop himself. Ramos has been assigned to West Oakland. He says there's one quality he'll bring to that community.
A long time ago, I learned that as long as you are very respectful in how you talk to anybody, doesn't matter who it is, no matter where they come from, what their background is, if you show them respect, they will give you that same respect back.
New officer Courtney Lewis gets to return to her home turf of North Oakland. She says her lifelong connection to the neighborhood will help her relate to community members, and it'll be easier on her nerves.
I mean, you're going to be nervous regardless, whatever kind of job, no matter how many skills they teach you. You have to just get out there and do it.
More academies are in the works for this year, and the number of new officers continues to grow. For Lewis and her classmates, the real test will be in the streets of Oakland. For Cross Currents, I'm Kyungjin Lee.
If you're a police officer in training, what's on your mind as you train? And if you live in Oakland, what do you think makes a good cop? Tell us on our feedback line. It's 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. Thank you.